Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I've had it with this fucking story. We need some people with common sense involved in this goddamn story. Okay, so Facebook and YouTube, thanks, folks, for being here. Sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And you can check out all of my other shows. I have thousands of podcasts that are available. Of the 1,300 and whatever, I said thousands. It should be a little more than 1,000, actually. 22 of those are Who Are These Free Beers? And boy, those things pack a punch. Sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane and experience Who Are These Free Beers plus Who Are These Zanes. Now, I want you to sign up for free for 7 days. Just go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and then sign up for free. You do need a payment form to sign up, but then you're more than welcome to just cancel it in the next minute right after that. And you're like, what? Huh? I don't get it. Well, you still get the 7 days free. And what that ensures is if you don't like it and the 7 days passes, then you won't be charged. That's the last thing I'd like to do is take your money when you don't want the content. My goal is to get you to re-sign up if you still want it after the 7 days, because you want to pay $5 or $10 for the content on its merits. Not by tricking you. So do that. patreon.com/Eric Zane. This podcast that I'm doing right now on Twitch, the full version is available on Twitch. So Facebook and X and YouTube, head over to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live to get the rest of this show live. Or you can download the audio wherever you download shows. Shortly after getting this done, I will post the audio At wherever you download podcasts, just search the Eric Zane Show podcast, and there I am. So thank you for checking out the show on Facebook and YouTube. I can't yet stream the show on X because it requires a check mark now. That's a new thing. Elon Musk has said, yeah, I'm going to get you to pay for it one way or the other. I don't know if I want to do that, you know? All right. Thank you to X, even though you're not on Facebook and YouTube. Okay. I got to take care of some sponsors here. I am way behind as usual. That is always the case with me. Corey says, I wonder if Free Beer Hate listens to Who Are These Free Beers? Mm-hmm. Jeremy says, no chance. His ego is too fragile. I don't know about that. You know, I post a clip after every show, like 5-10 minutes long from Who Are These Free Beers? I wouldn't put it past him. At the very least, I think he would listen to see if I'm slandering him. You know, saying something horrible about him to damage his name, which is not the case. I'm simply listening to his words and telling everybody how much he sucks cock. I mean, not like literally, how much his show sucks dick. It's a horrible show is what I'm telling you. All right. Thank you, as always, to Berlin Raceway, online at berlinraceway.com. Thank you, Tyler, for the comment. He's too busy pounding his pud to pics of Kelly G's. That's a horrible thing to say and not true. Thank you to Berlin Raceway. Online at berlinraceway.com. Blue Frost IT is the managed IT service provider for the show. If you ever have tech issues, reach out to them at 616-285-50. I got a mortgage guy. It's a Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. You can find them online. Just search Mario Flores Lakeshore Team, M-A-R-I-O-F-L-O-R-E-S. And away you go. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore Team of Van Dyke Mortgage. All right. Okay, if you have on your heating and cooling setup, if anything ever goes wrong with your AC or your furnace, you need to reach out to Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. 616-516-8579. I wonder if he's here right now as I'm doing the show from Fear Bunker North. And if he is not, that's too bad. I wanted to see if he would be interested in the stupid Connor Stallions documentary. Which I think that documentary is going to fucking suck. I mean, what all are you going to talk about? We know pretty much everything we want to know. Unless if he's going to come out and say, yeah, and reveal some sensitive info that was not known before. That's going to sully the name of Harbaugh in Michigan football. And you know he's not going to do that. I don't know what type of story there is. I mean, we know what he did. He would stand on the sidelines at games that he shouldn't be at and steal the signs, record the fucking signs, and then report to Harbaugh and say, hey, if the guy touches his forehead, that means they're going to throw a screen pass. We all know he did that now. Who cares? Anyway, Joe Martinez, 616-516-8579. For all your heating and cooling issues, if they pop up in West Michigan, you will definitely need them coming up when it's comes time for heating season here. To tune up your furnace, 616-516-8579. Thank you very much, Joe Martinez. Okay, Fox 17, a little bit more about Penelope Wise, because I haven't yet, this guy, Michael Martin, is fucking great on Fox 17. I love him. He did a story, too, and I'm wondering if there's any other information in their covering of it that might tell us a little bit more. So let's check this out.
Sunday afternoon, a call comes into Kent County Dispatch. Someone thinks they may have just seen missing 17-year-old Penelope Wise riding her bike. Could it be? The caller really didn't know. Investigators followed up, quickly realizing the girl who'd been missing for 7 weeks had been found safe.
We're happy that she's been found.
Penny's mom.
Okay, there's mom, Mrs. Thumb. Okay, this is her.
Sad that we can't see her yet.
Still adjusting to the whirlwind.
Penny is... How about the deal of they can't see her yet? Another fucked up thing. They bring the kid into custody and they say, yeah, she's being held. Why? What? Can someone please explain what's going on here?
You know, she's working through her, I guess, emotions on this as best I can say right now.
After her 17-year-old daughter was found.
We are trying to heal and put our family back together.
Deputies say she was living with a 44-year-old man in Rockford.
They were actively trying to conceal her identity and location.
Last seen by her family leaving their Cedar Springs home the evening of May 31st.
She was actively trying to evade us from making contact with her or locating her.
Closer to midnight June 1st, Penny was spotted walking past the corner bar in downtown Rockford.
You know, she was able to locate somebody that she made friends with and obviously was staying with this individual for 7 weeks.
At some point, investigators say the pair even became engaged to be married.
Even for him not working with us and letting know where Penny was located, we don't have any criminal charges that it looks like at this point he's going to be facing.
Her family tells Fox 17 Penny is currently recovering at a juvenile center.
They talked about what about the charge of contributing to the delinquency of a minor? The way the law is written, she would have to be 16 in order for that charge to be effective. So they basically were like, we don't have a law on the books that can make this a reality. So is this guy a piece of shit? Yes. And I wish that the local sheriff would say that. Is this guy a goddamn scumbag? Absolutely. Can we do anything to him? No. Elton John.
I had a lot of people on the page that we run, very happy that she's been found, sending encouraging words. At the same time, we're having a lot of trolls on other pages, so it's been very mixed.
Penelope and her parents have yet to reunite.
So there's a lot that she needs to process right now, and there's a lot that we can't help her with, but we're making sure we're connecting her with the right community resources to find the best resolution for her in the end.
So at this point, the undersheriff tells me they have a full timeline fleshed out on where Penny was for the entire 7 weeks she was gone. Still, they'll never turn away new information. So if you have anything potentially pertinent to this investigation, please reach out to the sheriff's office or Silent Observer in the studio.
So let's say you live next door to this lovely new couple. All right. You are you've got your eye on him. The cops better be doing their diligence and you know, I mean, if you're a guy, a 44-year-old man who convinces a 17-year-old runaway to live with you, you know that this is not the first time that something strange or illegal has ever happened. This cannot be the first time. Brandis says they said they want to find her resources. Resources for what? What happened that caused her to jet? Patrick says, Mr. and Mrs. Elton John don't seem bothered that they can't see her either. I thought that was so weird, too. I don't know. Maybe they're interviewing her and there's more to be seen on this. I don't fucking know. Mrs. Elton John looks like she had a stroke. Corey says, have they announced a wedding date yet? Oh, my God. We've got to go to the wedding. Kenny says, somebody is going to find out who this guy is and beat his ass, and I'm going to be so happy, but also super jealous that it wasn't me. Kenny the Punisher. Ian is here. The best thing I love about Ian is he spells it E-O-I-N. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. E-O-I-N. I can't even. I need my glasses. Hang on. Goose Egg Ian. See, I'm so close to the screen that a lot of times the words I can't even, they're blurry. I need my readers. Goose Egg Ian says, finally catching a bit of the show live. Anyone talk about that Rocket Nancy Mace? Oh, yeah. She was mentioned earlier, and I talked about her a lot yesterday. Nancy Mace was the one in the Kimberly Cheadle hearing who said, bullshit. You're full of shit. Ugh, what a babe. Kenny's or Chris says on the on our bad guy, third offense, domestic violence. That dude is going to abuse again. Corey says if she's legally an adult in that state and she says she doesn't want to see her parents, then they can't force her to go back to them, probably. Right. Patrick throws out, Kenny is the muscle of this fraudulent organization. That's true. By the way, I love your reference to the fraud bus. It was on Reddit. Yeah, the fraud bus. That was the RV that nearly fell apart when we were driving down the road after it hit its 300th mile. A pile of shit. I heard from the fucking guy. He's a really nice dude fixing it. And, yeah, he's like, all right, yeah, most of it's fixed, but we're still waiting on parts. I'm like, oh, my God, Jesus, fuck. The fraud bus is still out of commission. Chris says, did they get you to fall in love again with the RV? Not yet. No, no. I don't know if I'll ever will. Corey says, when referring to Kenny the Punisher, Corey says Kenny's kryptonite, though, is mean comments. Well, there is a fine line. There's no doubt. If you go too hard, and I think anybody would do this, you know, sometimes there's going to be a backlash. Kenny and I have an understanding. You can't, and I think that you know, we're learning. Sometimes I've gone way too hard on Kenny in the past. I gotta bring it back. You know, you gotta give the guy a break a little bit more. Just too much, and that goes for anybody. I need to develop a you know. I think Amanda has been the one that's taken the most abuse. But Amanda, I don't think Amanda has any weakness at all. Now, I don't want to test that because, like I said, Amanda is probably the most biggest draw towards audience. Like, if she did a show, she'd be a winner at it. If she... You know, in another life, if she became a radio star, that wouldn't surprise me. You know, I've made it very clear. If I ever started a radio show, it's going to be Kenny, Amanda, and me. And I'm going to be I'm the Howard Stern of that group. And those are my first two Whack Packers. Linda says, I was called a stupid ass cynical whore yesterday, and that's okay. Look, I didn't call you a stupid-ass cynical whore. I called you a cynical whore. I might have called you a stupid-ass separately, but it wasn't together. So you can't, like, make shit up either. All right, maybe I'm splitting hairs. I realize. All right. I need to take a break because I got to go tinkle. Now, when I go tinkle, I'm going that way, which is out the door, off of the porch to go pee. I don't have any running water in here. All I have is electricity. Don't go anywhere. I will be back on this rip-roaring edition from Fear Bunker North. I am committing to some furniture rearranging during the off hours from podcasting today. And I think I will have a different setup when I do the show tomorrow. I have a goal. It's going to involve moving things, which I think I can do. any update on when the film Samaritan 2 is going to be released? Patrick writes. Chris adds, can the camera be closer? No, I think I'm actually going to make it farther away. I have a table, but it's in my shed, and I got to pull all my lawnmower out in order to get access to it. And I just haven't had time yet. It'll be farther away. Everybody's got something to say. Everybody is a smartass here. I have trained you all well. Back to Samaritan 2. I don't know. That is a question for Adam Balboa. Samaritan 2 trailer. Yeah, the teaser for it says it's 8 minutes long. I'm not interested in that. All right, this one's a couple minutes. I could probably get away with playing this one. Yeah, I don't want to play an 8 minute teaser. For those of you who don't know,
get ready to dive into
the first Samaritan movie. Featured a bunch of losers. Shitty actors and Sylvester Stallone. You'll know that most of the work that he does these days, whether it be King of Tulsa or Tulsa King or whatever the fuck it is, or this movie, it's a bunch of actors you've never heard before and Stallone. This shitty story is he's a retired superhero. And the city's gone to shit ever since Samaritan went away. Well, there's this fucking local kid who's running around, probably similar to the stupid kid who is now engaged with a 44-year-old who sees him get hit by a truck. And then he, like, shakes it off like it's no problem because he's a superhero. So it's like, oh, my God, Jesus, you're Samaritan. And then, all right, that's all you need to know. And then, so he convinces them to come out of retirement and beat up the bad guys. But the big takeaway of the film is, and I am not kidding you, serious as a heart attack, Samaritan is powered by ice cream. Like if he's running out of strength, he goes, hey, kid, yo, hey, give me some ice cream. And the kid gives him, like, a good humor bar. And then, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, he's back. So anytime his energy goes low, if he eats ice cream, he is, I'm not kidding you. So at least that's how I remember it. I know there was a scene when the kid was in Samaritan's apartment. And the kid opened up the freezer, and it was packed with ice cream. And he was, hey, yo, you know, hey, don't look at that. Hey, don't look at that there. What's going on there? Chris says, this is a parody of John Jamingo. All right, so with that as a background, let's get into the... We might even have watched this at one point. The trailer for Samaritan 2. I don't hear anything. Why? Why don't I hear anything? I should be hearing something, right? Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello there. Get ready to dive into a thrilling cinematic world.
This is one of those shitty... This is not an official trailer. So that was all annoying. Anyway, it's okay because you have the idea of what that film is about now. Tyler says, I heard a rumor that the villain in Samaritan 2 is our very own Kenny the Punisher. Samaritan is tasked with hunting down a vigilante who is murdering creepy dudes. Well done. Will there be a Samaritan 2? Okay. Samaritan 2 is happening as Amazon MGM Studios is in the process of making it. All right, well, I don't know if we have a date yet. You know who would know is Adam Balboa. So he listens to this like a day or two behind. So when he finds out that we had this discussion, he no doubt will give us an update on everything we need to know. But like most of the movies that Stallone is in, they're garbage. They're garbage films. But we love them. I'm not going to say I don't love those movies. I mean, if I'm flipping around and I see any Rocky movie or any Rambo movies, oh my God, hell yes. Aram says, does the Zaniacs fan Facebook page still exist? That is still known as Castaways United. And when you hear castaways, you're like, wait, what is that? Castaway is like a term, like on Gilligan's Island, the skipper, the professor, all those, they were castaways. But when Andrea wanted to rename the page from Zaniacs United to something that would kind of encapsulate them, she feels like they are, the word she was looking for was cast-offs. Like, hey, Eric casted off his audience, which I did. She's right. But Andrea is, I mean, she's from the same neck of the woods that Pennywise and her mom and dad are. And most people that live in Cedar Springs are really poor and really dumb. Okay? So the story goes, she named it Castaways and then never to be heard from again. I don't know where she is. I don't know anything about her. I don't even see her. I've never heard from her since. I think she might be like dead. Chris says, if you need any racist memes and shit like that, that is the spot to be. But yeah, that is the story. She was so dumb. She's so dumb. Instead of writing Castoffs United, she made it to have like a Gilligan's Island theme with Castaways United.
I'm such a big bad dick because I know you want to.
I'm a 50-year-old man doing what a 50-year-old man should.
Good times. Every so often, their savior, Jamingo, that fat fuck, will do something related to me. I think he recently went to my show and then aired it on his show and was like making fun of us or something like that. I was like, eh. And I was so not interested. I didn't even look it up to hear what the hell he said. I don't have the energy. Okay. I'll remember now. Aram said she was in the picture at dinner with Kenny and friends. That's right. Kenny has suddenly gotten quiet on the chat. Tom Hanks movie says Cylon Cyberman 71. Cylon, Battlestar Galactica reference. Kenny's pals with those dumb fucks. You know what you should do as Kenny the Punisher? You should go to Andrea and Jason's house in Cedar Springs, and which is right next to Rockford, and beat the shit out of the guy, Kenny. You got a place to stay with your castaway pals there. Poor Kenny. Kenny's stuck between he's in the middle of this. He's part of the divorce. He's like in the middle because he's part of our crew, but he's also part of their crew. And you know what? That was so long ago, I don't even care. It's fine. It doesn't bother me. Those are your pals. God bless you. Tyler says, are the Zaniac swingers still active? Yes. So I'm guessing that there was a big group sex party called Make Your Own Gravy Con in Nashville, and they invited Kenny to it, and I'm guessing he turned it down. Aram says that Amanda is also pals with him. Yes, that's true. You're not going to tell me who to hang out with, my friends. All right. That's enough of that nonsense. Okay, let's see. I got to mention my sponsors. I got to talk about sponsors. Focus on your sponsors. Darla is now crying. I'm not sure what she wants. Frank Fuss, life insurance. I just saw a story that is worth mentioning concerning life insurance. But hang on. Darla is trying to get my attention here, and I don't know what she wants. You might even be able to hear.
What is it, honey? What?
Now, look. She went pee and poo right before I started this show. So, I don't know what she could be...
What is it, baby dog? Huh? Come here. Come on. Come
here. See, she won't know what it is. She wants me to go in the back room so she can take a nap. She loves to snuggle. She's a snuggle bug. So I'm going to ignore her and hopefully she'll stop. So bear with me. You know how often I've talked about Frank Fuss, how it's important to get a life insurance policy to insure your life so that in the event that something unforeseen and tragic happens, an untimely passing, your family is not left in the lurch. Case in point, you don't want to be this kid. Look at this headline. Georgia boy stands next to railroad tracks with sign to raise money to looking for money to bury mom. Oh, fucking shit. Yeah. This is a real deal. This isn't some bullshit story. Grieving Georgia tween was seen holding a gut-wrenching sign by the railroad tracks in a small town trying to raise money for the funeral of mom. Kaden Eli was last seen holding a sign saying, "Please help me bury my mama." Now, if I see that sign, I'm not giving that fucker a dime. Because I don't, I mean, unless I read the story in the New York Post. Now, since this is being covered by the New York Post, it's probably going to work out. Mom died suddenly, cardiac arrest, July 8. The boyfriend, Billy Upton, tried to save her, performing CPR on her until paramedics arrived. They were able to revive her. However, mom was put on life support and passed July 18th. Here's the key line. Mom did not have life insurance. Wow. So the crowdfunding page was set up. Here she is. And that's terribly sad. The crowdfunding page has since exceeded its goal of $7,000, racked up a whopping $23,000 since it was posted. All right, so they are helping bury mama. I think if you were to look at this story in the show notes there, and you were to track it down yourself, you could probably find out more. I'm not going to do it right now. You could very easily find the crowdfunding page if you wanted. If one of you is like rich as fuck and you just want to drop some cash on these folks, that's totally cool. I get it. So if you're the kid now, you've exceeded the goal. Mom has been, I mean, the money, at some point you got to stop going out there and saying, "Please help bury my mama." And if I'm him, I don't want to stop. Tyler says, "Is it bad that I'm automatically assuming it's fake?" Yeah, you're wrong. This one is real. But the reason why you think that is because 9 times out of 10, those are fake. Because all these fucking homeless fucks in and around any community in America are busy fucking shit up for this kid. It's a goddamn nightmare. Which, by the way, the Supreme Court recently made it illegal for all of our losers in our communities to camp. So that had been in question because there was laws on the books from lower courts that said that if you... if you are like in charge of a city and there's a bunch of people camping in the middle of the fucking street, you cannot like legally punish them, which is such bullshit. And then the Supreme Court said, yeah, you actually now can. If I was made a mayor of any metropolitan community that has a large population, like let's say San Francisco, which is probably the apex of shit now. Once beautiful city, now it's polluted by homelessness. I wouldn't give a fuck. I would get all the sanitation trucks we have, and I would start on one end of the street and have like hired military, and I would pay them top dollar to go through and clear everybody out. And I'd worry about civil rights later. I don't give a shit. I would get every bit of shit and throw it away. And then all these people would be immediately arrested and held in a gigantic detention facility until one by one they can be charged and punished accordingly. Day one of the easy presidency. And let me tell you something else. That's what Trump means when he says that he's going to be a dictator. is he's going to lay, I'm not saying he's going to lay waste to homeless people. He's going to lay waste to nonsense shit. Do I agree with him? Of course not. But Joe Biden said, oh, that guy is going to be a dictator day one. When Trump said that, only an idiot would believe that he's going to be a dictator like, you know, Saddam Hussein or Adolf Hitler or Benito Mussolini or Pol Pot or Kim Jong-un. He's not going to be a dictator like that, you assholes. What he's saying there in a smart-ass way is he's going to be bullish about things that he's been bullish saying he's going to do, like the border problem. Okay? He's not going to go and fucking kill you and kill ethnic groups, you idiots. Even I know that, and I hate Trump. Get your head out of your ass. I love that I'm not voting for Trump, but yet I understand Trump. I know what the fuck he's doing. Do I agree with any of it? Of course not. But I'm not an idiot either. And then any of the people who support Trump, who think that he actually is going to do those things, like, oh my God, we're going to go and lay waste to this, that, and the other thing, you're an idiot too. You look like a moron. Tyler with a great suggestion. We could sick Kenny the Punisher on all of them. You're goddamn right. All right. Let's see. What else do I have to talk about today? I mean, there are things I am going to talk about, but I want to make sure that I've got all my ducks in a row with my sponsors. If you ever want to email me, of course, reach out on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. I love hearing from audience members. Darla is still freaking out. Oh, my God. S.H. Schwartz reaches out to me. This is, again, this is becoming a regular thing with people reaching out to me about Freebird and Hot Wings. I'm not, like, people are just, I'm urging people to write out, write in. But that's not anything new, and it's just lately I've been getting a lot of them. This is from Steve S. I might have read this one already. Remind me if you've heard it. Like, let me know in the chat. Easy. I listened to Freeburn Hot Wings in Albany since they replaced Stern. I then subscribed when I moved to Georgia in 2010. I finally got sick and tired of the show, canceled my subscription a couple months ago. I'm now listening to what used to be the best part of their show. Ew. So I don't know if you recently found me or what, but I love reading these. When I read these, I'm not going to lie. First of all, it strokes my very fragile ego. I said eagle. Very fragile ego. But when you're doing what I do and you get this type of affirming type of message, it fucking feels great, without a doubt. And I love sharing it because I like to think a lot of you feel the same way. That show has totally lost their edge. They also keep repeating their names every segment, like 70 times a day. They must think their listeners are morons. Yeah, I don't know what he means by that. I've never noticed it. They mentioned me on the air a few times, last time after I sent them an email saying goodbye. I guess he was doing the old announcing his departure thing, which happens. And I explained to them why. However, I continued getting their show, and the next day, Steve... and he refers to Steve as a coward, used my full name, and I guess that's a big no-no, and called me a dick. Now, I'd have to see, Steve S., what you said to Steve. If you have the correspondence, send it my way. Because, I mean, maybe you were, and if you are, that's okay. I get it. I then trolled him by saying Steve used my name, but Greg refused to use his real name, and I will sue them for slander. I asked for the contact info for their attorney, but of course got no response. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that. He says, in the past, I told them to bring you back, and Greg would always say that will never happen. Well, thank God. I sometimes agree with you strongly, EZ, and I sometimes disagree strongly. But unlike Greg, at least you have the courage of your convictions. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I still remember when Diana had wrist surgery, and it was that time of the month, she had been suggesting she might need help getting a tampon in the right spot. You told her to get on the kitchen counter, squat, and jump onto it. Jump onto the tampon. Hilarious shit, signed Steve. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. Send it along, Eric at ericzancho.com, if you ever want to say hi. Tyler said maybe he was a recipient of the free beer whiny listener impression. Kenny says, well, I've had a lot of awful nicknames thrown around in the past, but I don't hate Kenny the Punisher. No, Kenny the Punisher is here to stay. Kenny adds, oh, no. His last name? Eric's mentioned my last name tons of times. Big deal. Plus, he sent a goodbye email? Yeesh. All right. I can't remember. I think you might have sent me about 1 or 100 goodbye emails. No, I don't think you ever sent me a goodbye email. You would always just send me. Kenny says, kind of cringy, bro. Not going to lie. All right. Darla's freaking out, so I'm going to cut it short. I apologize. I'm going to leave it there. I got a Patreon podcast in a bit. Thank you, as always, for being here.
Let's get started.
Yes, let's get started. Wait a minute. I cannot leave without the asshole of the day. That's the second show in a row where I almost forgot the asshole of the day. That cannot happen. So, who is it going to be? I think it's fairly simple. I think anybody involved in that Pennywise story is the asshole of the day. Could be, including Mr. and Mrs. Elton John. But it's got to be the 44-year-old pedo is the asshole of the day. There's so much going on there with that fucking story. It's just I don't have enough good news on that story to make me feel comfortable about it. Chris says, drunk pedo wife beater. Kenny says, hero of the day is whoever beats pedo's ass first. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I will talk to you on the Patreon a little bit later on. Patreon won't be for a little while because I'm going to do Who Are These Broadcasters with Kristen first. In order to watch that live, you on YouTube, search Who Are These Podcasts. And at 2 p.m., I'll be starting the show. I'm watching O'Neal eat a fly. All right. Have a good one, folks. Thank you from Fear Bunker North. Till next time.